It's very interesting, the Slap Bang Kiss tour that you're on. Can you tell me how you became involved in it?
Definitely. So I auditioned at the start of the year. It's a production that they had staged already at MTC in town in 2021 or 22, and they were recasting the role of Darby, who is Kiss in the Slap Bang Kiss title. And so I came in, auditioned for Katie Maudlin, who is the wonderful director, and was lucky enough to land the role. And I was really drawn to the piece because of its themes of activism and hope for young people, and kind of not being too afraid to jump into the deep end, I guess, with young people to talk about issues that affect them, and also issues that they have power to influence change in as well.
Yeah, well, that was the intention of the playwright Dan Giovannoni. It's a three-hander, like there's three people, three young people, multicultural group of people, and you, of course, playing a young person who is doing the longest kiss, and because it's modern, it incorporates technology, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. So my opening storyline is with the character Darby, and his situation that he finds himself in is being a young person from a country town, and a gay young person. He is wants to impress his crush, and the way that he's decided to go about it is to say, let's set the world record for the longest kiss, which is 37 hours that they have to beat. And they end up doing this in a Woolworths car park in their local town, and it's being filmed by Darby's friend Jasmine, who Sungi Rae plays in our cast. And little does Darby know that Sungi Rae is actually live streaming, not just recording this kiss. So when something happens to Darby that kind of is really quite horrible, someone throws a Slurpee at him while he's doing his kiss, it gains this traction because it's being live streamed, and people come out in support of Darby and to protect him, and also to inspire them to keep going. So that kind of technology definitely comes out in the streaming aspect that then allows this intimate moment to reverberate out and gain a lot of traction online.
Yeah, there's
It's
a
a
lot
fun
in this,
conceit.
isn't there? Because I mean,
Exactly, exactly.
I mean, it says a lot about the universe and the world that young people are living in.
Totally, totally. And that these small intimate moments of resistance or protest or self-expression can then, grow out and out and out and become a movement, essentially. I think that's what Dan's really trying to land in the writing, and taking this around to audiences around all across the east coast of Australia, students and young people getting to access this kind of storytelling, I think is really important and really exciting.
Well, the name Slap Bang Kiss is great because, of course, there's the kiss, the longest kiss, but then the slap is also it's about a young person who slaps a security guard at a demo, and that goes viral. And the bang is what's the bang?
Yeah,
Impassioned
so
speech.
Bang is,
Yeah, go on.
yeah, it's an impassioned speech from a young woman, a girl at school who finds herself living through a school shooting, which we've become all too used to, especially from American media. And although our piece is it is set in Australia in a present not too far from now, these are things that young people across the world are having to encounter and deal with at the very young age. So yeah, a bang is about her walking out of the school in this, and thinking, why doesn't this feel weird? Like, why have we been training for this our whole lives? And then she comes face to face with a reporter who's there saying, we send our thoughts and prayers to the families of the victims. And it just hits her in that moment, and she has this big moment of protest and She stands before the reporter and just lets loose about, you know, what, we don't need your thoughts and prayers, we need change. And that goes viral then through that interaction with the journalist.
Yeah, well, it's a pretty compelling piece of theatre. But something else for you as a young actor, it must be really interesting to work with Kate Maudlin, for example. This is a very important moment for you as an actor, isn't it? This sort of opportunity.
Totally. Every opportunity to get on stage and to work with other creatives and other actors is an opportunity, and I don't take it lightly, and I'm really feel very lucky and privileged to be working with the Melbourne Theatre Company, who are, you know, our state theatre company, and make such incredible nuanced work for audiences across the state. And the fact that they're taking this across the state is so exciting too, that we get to share that with young people all over Victoria, and then also New South Wales and Tasmania we're heading to on this tour. But yeah, working with Katie was just such a delight. She's such a specific but generous person in the way that she directs and holds the room. So I just love to be a sponge. Every time I walk into a new space, I'm just going, okay, like, this is how you can do this. It's an ever evolving thing. I'm very grateful for all the opportunities that keep coming. So it's good. It's a good time.
I mean, her career is really fascinating. And I was thinking about how amazing it must be for people to be given the opportunity to come together with people of this caliber. I mean, she's from Red Stitch, and this stuff about doing operas in South
She's
America.
Doing an opera at the moment, I think.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, and bringing that kind of ideas into a play of this sort is really fascinating for an actor, I should imagine.
Totally. Well, she's got such a great eye for the stage, for staging, for impactful images, which is a very operatic kind of lens, I guess, because you're working with opera performers who aren't always actors, but can, you know, have an amazing instrument. And you kind of, as a director, are creating a picture through placement on stage and, you know, all of the stagecraft elements. But she's definitely got that kind of eye in our piece. It creates these amazing tableaus with a very malleable set and incredible lighting states. And the product is really quite impactful. And I would absolutely say that she's drawn on her vast experience across form to help piece together the vision for our show.
Now, you've already mentioned that this is going on tour, and it's a commissioned work that's original from the Melbourne Theatre Company. Next Stage Writers Program, and then now it's moved on to do a tour to schools. You're doing tours. This must be a really interesting thing for you, because you're going to 22 sites across Victoria, yeah, Tasmania, and New South Wales. You're performing in single lots at different places, and it's directed to young people. What experience? I mean, you're halfway through this now. Not quite halfway. You're going to Portland Arts Centre.
We are. So we've only just really hit our stride. So we had a week. We're at the end of our first week. So we've still got a big 7 weeks in front of us of taking this on the road, and it is definitely catered towards schools, but ticketing is open for audiences, for any young people or people of all ages. It really does hit home with anyone because of the nature of the subject matter, and we can all remember being a teenager, and I think we could all also use a little bit of hope at this point in our lives, at this crazy time in the world. But we're heading off. We've got some stops, some local stops coming up in Kingston, at the Kingston Arts Centre. So got the round in Nunawading. So they're kind of our two closest ones to town, people to come along to. But yeah, we're going to be on the road. We go to Tasmania this week. We've got West Gippsland coming up this week too. And we'll also be in Wangaratta, Shepparton. I think they're our sale in Victoria as well. So we really, we're taking it around.
What's it like for you as an actor? That's what I mean, going on tour like this.
Oh, it's really fun. I love it. I've been fortunate to do a few tours, similar tours. But what's great is that you just get to see so much of the state that you don't often I'm a very metropolitan person, and I've grown up in Melbourne. So getting to explore these amazing regional towns that have such a beautiful life to them and bring theatre to them specifically, I always find audiences are so hungry for it and so grateful for it. So it's a joy. It's really a joy, and it's a fun process, kind of rocking up at a theatre in the morning, putting your set into the space, which was just previously, a big empty black box, and then that evening having an audience come in to see the show, well, that morning. It's a pretty wonderful, transformative experience. And yeah, I find a lot of joy in it. And we've got a lovely touring team who we've all become fast friends with, and it's great fun. I love it.
Yeah, no, I come from a country town. I was brought up in a country town. So having a professional show coming to a town like this, and this is what these performing arts centres in country towns are all about, aren't they?
Indeed. Yeah, indeed. Especially with the school groups coming, I really feel like it fills me with pride that we get to get young people in from places that they might not have as much access to theatre that young people in metropolitan hubs do. So getting to see the joy and the, I don't know, impact that this is having, because we always do a Q&A after the show as well, has been, yeah, really quite profound already.
What are the some of the things they say? What are some of the things they ask you about?
Often, so between the three of us, we play 38 characters in this show. So people are always wondering, what do you do to define these characters that are often changing on a dime, and what are some acting techniques? That's often a big one, because it's such a dynamic show with so many character changes. People are always really interested in the set designed by Kate Davis. These amazing kind of concrete blocks that we move around and construct these different tableaus with, and asking about, what the symbolic meaning of those things be, how the lighting design by Amelia Lever Davidson has impacted the storytelling, the sound design by Ian Moorhead. So these, yeah, kids are they're super interested. And I think often from a whole lot of different angles. So some of them might be interested because they want to go into work in design, or others might be interested as actors or just as theatre makers, dramaturgs. Lots of questions. They're always hands straight up in the air.
Do they ask questions about the themes?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. The themes are like, it is pretty, like, it's pretty clear, like the piece. The piece isn't overly covert about what it's trying to say,
Yeah.
so it's more a kind of acknowledgement of the themes rather than trying to understand what is going on, because it's pretty it really hits you,
Yeah.
but often that's really validated by students saying, oh, I really felt seen by this depiction of a young person and activism, and so that's lovely.
Yeah, so that your job is done.
My job is done, thankfully. It's you don't always get that validation, because you don't always do these Q&As. So it's nice to kind of finish up a performance and then go, oh, we did do it, didn't we?
Well, thank you very much for talking to me. Is there anything I should have asked you that you'd like to communicate?
Oh, just that it's a I think I've said it, but I'm just so grateful for the Melbourne Theatre Company and for this team and this playwright, Dan Jovanovic. Like, it's a really important story, and I just want to get as many people coming along to see it as we can on the road. So jump online to the Melbourne Theatre Company and have a look at ticketing. I think it's in a separate section for their national touring show. And yeah, anyone can come along. We've got shows in the morning, we've got shows in the evening. And just there's so many venues around the states and around New South Wales and Tasmania. So yeah, jump online, and if you can come along, we'd love to see you there, and you can stick around for the Q&A, and we can have a chat. Because yeah, just it's great to get bums on seats for shows, especially ones with messaging like this show.
Thank you very much for talking to me, Thomas.
Pleasure, Annie. Thank you.